Dennis, tell us about your toesie.
Yeah, so I was walking out of my bathroom and I was trying to put my kids down.
Actually,
for
let me interrupt you first. Dennis sent us a text like
oh, I was
a week
say,
and
wait until he says it.
No, I want to explain how trivial this seems in my mind compared to Dennis's mind. So Dennis sent us a text about a week and a half ago saying he think he broke his toe. Nobody cared. And then about a week after that, he sent us a picture.
Dude, you have no concept of time. This is all on Sunday.
What? What? A week and a half?
2 years ago. Yeah. This was 3 days ago. This all occurred when I actually heard it. Or no, actually it was Saturday night. So I'll give you Saturday. So 4 days ago. Go ahead.
Okay. So 4 days ago, he texted us that he thinks he broke his toe. And we're like, oh, great. Are you not going to be able to pod? And then... And then nobody really responded to that. It was Saturday night, so none of us really cared. And then about, what was it, yesterday you sent us a picture of your toe?
Yeah, I think, or 2 days ago.
Okay, so he sent us a picture of his toe, and he's like, holy shit, guys, look at my toe. And
so it, minor.
It was like the tiniest little bruise on his toe. And I'm like, I can't believe he thought that was warranted to text us that. Like, we were going to give like him some empathy.
If you've ever like spray painted anything, it looks like he got a little bit of like overspray, just went a little bit over his toe. That's what it looks
well,
like.
Well, I did send it. It was starting to look a little better at that point. So I'm like, I got to get a picture of this before it's just totally normal.
Honestly, it just like, regardless, toes are gross. Just getting a picture of your foot, especially that close up, was not something I particularly enjoyed.
I guess that. Picture is not the best. Let me look at a worse one.
I just couldn't help but compare it to Owen, who chipped off a piece of his finger. And I'm supposed to empathize with this little toesy injury.
Wait 1 second.
So how did
Dennis
you do it?
It sounds like Dennis isn't getting enough attention at home.
For sure
I'm not.
The baby is taking all of it, so okay. He needed to turn to us for some sympathy. So
Dennis,
I'm so sorry about your toe. That looked like it hurt really bad.
So I was walking out of the bathroom, and there's like a 16-inch gap between my counter and my shower. My shower actually like sticks out, and I hit my toe on it all the time. And so I hit it really hard because I had the baby on the bed, and I like didn't want the baby to fall off the bed. So I went pee really quick, even though she can't roll. Like, but if something freak happened, so I ran. Like I went to run really quick and I hit my toe against the shower and it made like a crunch noise. And then I like was screaming, but like internally.
Okay. So Dennis dropped a Cheeto on the ground, accidentally stepped on it.
But then the next day, my dad's neighbor is an orthopedic surgeon and he looked at it and said, there's nothing you can do with a broken toe. And but he noticed it, so he must just be looking at feet all the time.
Dude, that response is like me at work when I don't want to do something. That guy is just like, I'm just not going to look at this. I'm going to move forward and just say, hey, nothing I could do. Going to have to ask the next guy.
Well, no, I looked it up too. Just toes, like if they break, it's not a big deal. You don't have to put it in the splint or anything. But I went golfing the next day, and that's why I was freaked out.
Did he point at the toe or did you point out the toe?
He pointed at it. Well, I mean, I said, I hurt my toe the other day and he said, oh, I see. So I didn't point out the toe, but he already seemed like he knew my toe was hurt.
I don't know. So you kind of just looked down and like, oh, I see.
You purposely wore flip flops to get some people chatting.
No, I was at my dad's house and this guy was there. Yeah. Feet were up right in his face.
All right, Dennis, let's save your golf game for the end. We got to keep this tight.
All right.
Unless you really want to get it out. You're the one who wanted this tight.
No, I like
it. Let it flow.
Let it go.
All right. I was told no BS on the text thread.
Well, I mean, some BS, but not like.
The whole pod is BS.
How'd you play?
I played pretty well, actually. Kevin bet me. He was golfing with another guy, Mr. B, who we've all heard of. And we all love. He was golfing with him and said I would score that he Kevin would score under 100 or he'd give me $25.
So basically, Owen, I was just trying to like give myself a reason to golf decent. Like, okay, Dennis, like if I don't get 100 here, I'm paying you $25. I needed an incentive.
And yes.
I think I got 100 exactly. Like the score got a little iffy because my playing partner who was keeping score left after 9 holes and stopped keeping score after about 7. So
great.
All good. Yeah. But I think I was about 100.
But then Kevin texts me, oh, I owe you 100. I'm like, or I owe you 25. And I'm like, no way you're going to ever pay me that. So I'm like, the only way I'm going to ever get my money is if I do a bet and go, all right, you don't have to pay me if I shoot above a 90. And so, and I knew, I'm like, Kevin will then kind of forcing his hand. He'll definitely have to pay me if I win that bet. So I went out golfing and I was playing so good. I got a 42 on the front. And then I was on the back. I was at a 37, I think, with 2 holes left. So I needed to shoot.
Damn.
So I needed to shoot basically double bogey. I need no more than double bogey on both holes. The hole I was on, I got a triple bogey. And then the last hole, I hit it in the water. And then I landed right on the green, like 8 feet from the hole. And if I made this putt, I would have been 89. And I missed the putt.
Ah.
I shot exactly a 90.
It is kind of weird just how you will a score into existence. You kind of manifested it in your head with that 90 just by mentioning it.
Yeah, next time I'm playing, I need to I'm going to shoot a 72.
That's good.
I owe you guys $20 each.
It's a really good score. All right, let's get into this week's, what I'm now deeming the pop culture potluck. We brought a number of topics to the table, and we're going to rifle through them with our thoughts.
Do we need to introduce it?
No, not really.
I think you just go through it.
Okay.
This makes it sound too planned now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Owen...
Cut that part.
Yeah, okay. Owen mentioned that he wanted to talk about our vice presidential nominee. Do you know his name? For the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he already saying acting like he won already.
Yeah, you're right.
Tim Walz, right? John Walz's dad. Is that even his name? Walz?
It's Tim Walz. Walz. But I did want to give the people and you guys an opportunity to learn a little bit more about Tim Walz. So I pulled together a quick trivia game if you guys would want to play about Tim Walz knowledge.
Yes.
Owen, would you like to play?
This guy. Sure.
I don't think these are questions that I don't think really anybody would know. So you guys are just going to have to use educated guesses. And I did put together multiple choice. So we'll give them 100
delegates. No, we got to use a G, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
that works. Okay, 100 governors. If you get the answer right, I'm just going to list out like the A, B, C, D. You only get one shot at the answer. So as soon as you're confident, yell it out. And if you're first to get it right, you get what I'm saying here, right? Like you get one shot at it.
Yeah, multiple choice.
The faster you are. Yeah, the faster you are, the...
Asking the questions, right?
No, okay. All right. Here's an easy one. What state was Tim Walz born in?
Minnesota.
Iowa. Arkansas. Nebraska. Minnesota. Dennis is locked in for Minnesota.
Minnesota. It's going to not be Minnesota, though, because that's where he's living. But I'm going to go with D, Minnesota as well.
Okay. 0 governors for both of you. It is Nebraska.
Iowa.
Oh, now at negative 100.
This is exactly how school went for me.
Of course, Iowa.
Yeah, I did the CSR. I picked the other one, and then they still get it wrong.
Okay. What college did Tim Walz attend? Chadron State College in Nebraska, the University of Nebraska, B, is C, is Grinnell College in Iowa, or D, the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois?
D.
Owen went with University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. Dennis, do you have a counter?
B, University of Nebraska.
Dennis, what would B, University of Nebraska? Why? Because he's from Nebraska?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin's trying to trick you. You gotta recognize this.
All right. If you were paying close attention, Chadron State College, also from Nebraska, A, that's where he went.
Oh,
zero shit. For both of you.
Okay.
All right.
Not a good college, from what I know about.
I never heard of it. Yeah. Have you really heard of it?
No. First time.
All right. What is the name of Tim Walt's wife? A, Eve Bramble. B, Gwen Whipple. C,
no, wait.
No fucking way.
Wait. C, Nina Harlow. D, Maria Winfield.
B, Gwen Whipple.
Oh, it's whatever. Going B, Gwen Whipple. Dennis, what are you going
wait,
for?
Wait, what was
her
C? Called C?
I swear her name's Glenn or Gwen.
C is the most made up name I've ever heard. Go say it.
Nina
Dennis,
Harlow.
You're screaming into your, okay. into your mic.
All right, so Owen's going B, Gwen Whipple. Dennis is going C.
What was A? No,
A was Eve Bramble.
A.
It's not. Locking it in. Think your first name's Eve? Eve? From the Rough Riders?
Okay, I'm going D. I switch to D.
Maria Winfield?
Yeah.
It's B, Gwen Whipple.
No way.
Yes. Owen gets 100 governors.
I guess Gwen is not a game or a name you can really think of.
All right. What subject did Tim Walz teach in high school? A, political science. B, biology. C, world history. Or D, geography?
C.
Think about what this guy looks like.
C.
He was a football world history. Coach. Bonus points, football coach. So just give me 50 governors right now. D, social studies.
Okay. D was geography.
C, social studies.
C was world history. B was just biology. A was political science.
Owen's doing a write-in.
Write-in answer. C or D?
Okay, just pick.
Dude, I pick both.
Pick one.
C or D. Why not?
Dennis, what was yours?
C.
Kevin didn't explain the rules at the beginning well enough.
So. Owen, just pick a letter.
All right. C.
Okay. Owen and Dennis both say C, world history.
Geography.
It's D, geography. Owen, you're not
That's
allowed to
change
your answer.
That's what I said, C, geography.
Okay. Owen has 100 governors. He's... All right. The next question, and remember, the faster you are to answer this, the more likely you are to get up points.
Okay.
What high school sport did he coach?
Football.
Okay. Owen's up 200 governors. Sorry, I should have primed you with that because I knew that Owen would have fucked him up, especially if he didn't get that one. All right. Owen's up. Yeah.
Why did that one change when we both were answering them at different times before? Was that just a one-off where whoever said it first got it?
No, if you say it first, you're locked in, but you also get the points.
Ah, okay.
You just can't like say everything and then change your answer. Like once you're locked in, you're locked in. Okay. What military branch did Tim Walz enlist?
National Guard.
Yep, it's the National Guard.
Yes, but what
but
branch
he didn't
of the military?
Go to Iraq because he dropped out
what
beforehand.
Branch? What?
So my understanding of the military is that National Guard is associated with a specific branch.
Army.
Really? All right, give the multiple choice.
So, yeah, you are right. He definitely says National Guard, but before it, there is a branch that is stated. It's either Navy National Guard, Air Force National Guard, Army National Guard,
Army.
Marines National Guard. I don't know how the military
Army.
Works.
I think it's Army.
It's either I do know there's a Navy National Guard because
the Navy and the Marines, Navy and Marines are together.
Well, I feel like it wouldn't be Marines in
well,
as
that's
a National
what I'm
Guard.
The Navy and Marines are together, so that's why I don't think that the National Guard is part of the Navy. I think the National Guard is part of the Army.
Yeah, I think it's Army.
Give it to us, Kevin.
Army National Guard.
All right, that's
okay.
You both
so
got it.
You both got it right.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's might as well I don't get it because Owen's already
I got
winning.
It first.
Oh, well, we
yeah,
got you
I got
guys
it first.
Both said National Guard, I think.
But you said whoever says it first gets the point, and I said it first, so I get the point.
All right, just give all right. all the points. All
right, Owen has 300 governors. Dennis has 100 governors.
We all right. know how this goes, guys.
What state did he represent as a politician?
Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
Oh, I got to give it to Dennis because yeah. I said state.
It's like... This is Boss Baby all over again.
300 to 200.
I said it first. He stole the right name.
Wait, I'm at 200?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got world history or something right. Or no, you might even... Yeah. No, you might be at... No. I'm giving Owen the army one. Okay, cool. So 300 to 200. All right. What crime did a young Tim Walz plead guilty to?
Shit.
I know this. DUI.
Was it a DUI? I saw his. Well,
are you locked in, Dennis? I haven't read anything yet.
Background checker.
I'm locked in before
DUI.
All right, Dennis gets it. It was either assault and battery, driving under the influence, theft or larceny, or vandalism. It's DUI.
You should have made him a little crazier, like murder, rape.
No, because okay. Dennis is tied. Always comes back.
Boss Baby.
All right. Owen, lock in, okay? What is Tim Walz's dog's name? A, Buddy. B, Scout. C, Luna. D, Max.
C, Luna.
Yeah, because all those other names were too generic of dog names that Kevin was just like, what's a dog name? But I'm going to go D, Max.
Okay. The answer is B, Scout.
Oh, shit. That's two on the nose.
That would be the obvious one. Like,
shit, it is two on the nose. Now that you said it.
Yeah, so for most of these, I just said, like, what's it, on ChatGPT? I said, like, what are three names like Scout? And that's what they gave me. Okay.
Those are like Scout.
For all the marbles, and this one's a little morbid. I had to dig a little deeper in the Wikipedia because I was running out of facts that, like, weren't political. So I apologize that this is a little morbid. But in 2016, Tim's brother Craig died of what injury? A, struck by a tree. B, crushed by a vending machine. C, bee sting. D, falling from a ladder.
It's not C, bee sting, because Kevin's allergic to bees. That's why he picked that.
D, falling from a ladder.
What was A on?
It's not the vending machine one. It's not the bee, and it's not the ladder. A, whatever that one was.
Oh, and one, he was struck by a tree on a camping trip.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified of that happening. Sometimes trees just be falling.
Yeah, that is scary. Dennis, do you have any stories about trees?
Nothing new, no.
Okay. All right. Oh, and what are your thoughts on Tim Walz? I know nothing about this guy other than that he showed up in the public eye this week and that he's now a candidate and all this stuff I just listed in the trivia game. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't have much. I feel like the liberals probably love him. Conservatives probably think he's crazy. And that's about all I know. And I think that's
how it is. Wait, isn't this one of your topics?
No, I have a different topic, but that quiz, Kevin, I felt like I saw all of the pictures of all those things that happened. So I guess that's just like common knowledge or a little background on that guy.
Yeah. Well, if you like pull up like a biography online, all they do is they just like scrape the Wikipedia and it's all like bot driven. So it'll just be like 10 things you didn't know about vice presidential nominee Tim Walz or whatever, and then it'll
first
just...
his brother died.
Right? No, you're reading it, you're not reading it enough like a robot. It'll be like brother first died of tree crash 2016. It did happen.
You sound like Yoda. No, the thing that I have, it's not specifically about him, but it's Kamala Harris and him together and their campaign. And I have an example of politicians killing cool things again. So last week I mentioned that Kamala Harris officially killed Brat Summer. And I failed to mention that Chapel Roan is now going to take over the rest of summer because she's taking over the world. Not only a week later after she already killed Charlie XCX's Brat Summer, she killed Chapel Roan's, Chapel Roan being cool. So they picked a hat that is a camo hat with blaze orange lettering that says Harris Walz. And Chapel Roan has a, she also has a, that's part of her merch, but it says Midwest Princess on it. So it's a camo trucker hat.
I saw that.
Yeah. So they said that they're denying that they copied it, but it looks identical to her hat, other than the one is a trucker hat. The Walz Harris one is not a trucker hat.
I'm looking at the image now. That is so corny that they're just taking pop culture.
And they just absolutely like murdered camo now. Camo's not cool anymore because this is like when your parents started saying things that you say and you're like, oh, don't do that. This is
for shizzle. You're
ruining it. Yeah, stuff like that. So I'm really happy that I didn't buy these camo pants that I really wanted for like $200 because I would not be wearing them anymore. And I'm very excited to see what like conservative hunters do. Like if they're going to stop wearing camo hats.
That might have been an interesting play by them on top of just copying like modern fashion in Chapel Roan.
That's
like, how can we like take something that's beloved to one side and kind of ruin it for them?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the hat without knowing the context of the Chapel Roan. I just saw the Harris Waltz hat. And I'm in my mind, I thought, oh, they made it look like a conservative hunting hat just to be like,
deflate.
Oh, we picked this governor that's like down to earth and he's a, you know, he almost like an everyday sort of guy.
Yeah.
Like that's why.
And it's similar to like if you back in when Trump dropped the red MAGA hat. Liberals
which
wouldn't
your
touch
a man, right
a,
now.
No. Liberals wouldn't touch a red hat with a 9-foot pole for like years. Anytime you saw a red hat, you immediately thought that. So now camo is completely murdered too. But now red hats are people are wearing them again that don't think anything.
You are Owens wearing a red hat right now.
So that's fine. Right you up. Can wear whatever you want.
I would never wear a red hat just because it would make my skin look really red.
Well, that is what's happening to me right now. At last recording, I look like a fucking tomato.
Did you wear a red hat then?
No, I just was really sunburnt. I got really sunburnt again, I think. So,
yeah, you do look sunburnt.
It makes you feel any better. I have one of those pimples that goes right on the third eye. And it's
I noticed that too, but I didn't know. I can't tell it's a pimple. I thought that you had
it's a pimple.
Ash Wednesday on you.
I think Kevin was like scrunching his face up and that was like a shadow of his skin.
It's just like the Indian dot just
don't worry about it, Kevin. You could hardly notice it.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's whatever. So yeah, I think to counter you guys, I agree. Like I think those are both in play. Like one, it's common man hat. Two, it's kind of trending in fashion and pop culture. And three, I think it is a little bit just to deflate the right. Be like, hey, fuck you. Like you guys like these hats? We're going to make it our thing and kind of ruin it for you, which will be interesting to see how that.
But it ruined camo. Camo was, it had a really good real tree in camo, had a really strong phase for like the last year. And now politicians just fucking ruin stuff.
Dennis, are you familiar with real tree?
No, I thought he was talking about like the tree of fashion.
It's just a type of camo.
But it actually like it's like an all over print shirt, but it's not like just blocks of color. It's actually like looks like real leaves. It's totally meant for hunting.
I see.
Yeah. Owen and the hipsters have taken it to be like kind of make it their own. It's cultural appropriation.
Owen's
a big hunter, so I apologize. I did not mean to rope you into that. But there are people who are streetwear
big,
nerds.
Big hunter. I've gone hunting.
You go crabbing, I guess.
Two
you
times.
Go crabbing.
I'm
you go fishing.
I'm outdoorsman for sure.
You watch
I'd love
the
to
shows.
Get hunting, but it takes you have to do all those tests, gun tests and shit. So it's too much to get into it. If I didn't have to do all that, I'd have my hunting license and I'd go every year though. So
I have a question though. How do you know something's dead? Is there someone you follow like that's saying this is dead or is it just
no
a vibe?
I'm deciding it just is a vibe and you can tell when something that you've liked for a while and then all of a sudden you see people like it's gotten hit like high mainstream and then all the like gap is starting to make it well
is
it,
I have a,
so
is a
far.
Lot example is a, I have a perfect example if you don't mind Dennis. I listened to a podcast that was kind of like what's the one you like with How Long Gone. It's kind of like
so
that.
You listen to Throwing Fits.
I used to listen
saying.
To Throwing Fits, yes. And then I kind of grew out of it because they used to talk probably 3 or 4 years ago, like they were very into Aperol Spritz. They're like, oh, Spritzioli's. I love me an Aperol Spritz. Now in Cincinnati, I'm starting to see everybody drinking Aperol Spritz.
Oh, yeah.
There's always
yeah,
a
everywhere,
three,
yeah.
3 year delay in like from the coast to the Midwest.
The Midwest is like. right now, I was calling this like last year when I felt like Sambas are dead. I was like, I guarantee Ohio's gonna start wearing Sambas this summer. I don't even know if it's there yet. And if it starts next year, I'd be like, damn, that is extremely far behind. Kevin, you brought up that people in Chicago wear the fanny pack cross chest.
Cross body bag.
I was like, damn, that's been going on forever. And I cannot stand that look.
Yeah, it's
very convenient. Very convenient. I'm not gonna lie. I wish I liked it and I wish it was cool, but I really cannot stand Lisa the way that looks.
She used one like 2 years ago a lot, and I found it, and I'm like, I was taking the boy somewhere. Like, this is so much better than a book bag. Like, you can just wear it the whole time and not feel like you have to set it down. So it was convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did you order your camo hat yet then?
No, I don't order anything.
All right. Speaking of body bags, Dennis, tell us the latest about Trump, J.D. Vance, and who was the other guy you named?
Aiden Ross.
You know who is Aiden Ross? No.
You guys never heard of him? Owen?
No, I've never heard of that.
The name sounds familiar, but that just sounds like it could be anybody.
So he's a 21 or 23-year-old streamer, and he just had Trump on his stream, and it like broke a bunch of records.
Oh, was that the Tesla Cybertruck?
Yeah, he gave Trump a Tesla Cybertruck with his like photo of him getting assassinated and saying fight, fight, fight. So he gave him that, but I thought it was interesting because Trump basically said the only reason he's ever heard of him is because of his son, Baron Trump, who listens to Aiden Ross. So I've heard of this Aiden Ross guy before because he's like friends with Drake, and it's just a strange. Have you guys seen these like other streamers like Kai Cenat, Aiden Ross? All they do is just sit in front of their camera all day and just like react to people talking to them. And like they have celebrities come up like Ice Spice, or they like come up behind Kevin Hart was on the Kai Cenat stream. So I don't know how I'm plugged into this world, but I hear about this stuff all the time.
Fascinated.
I'm
trying to think of what science fiction this reminds me of. I feel like there was an episode of Black Mirror kind of like this that predicted this, but that is insane content. Like, why is Baron Trump? Like, I don't know. I guess it's not all that different. Dennis, to bring it back to you always, it's not that different than like Howard Stern and who's the guy from Cleveland, Rover. Yeah. It's like they're just doing that, but for a little bit, like instead of 3 hours in the morning, they're doing it for 12 hours a day.
That's, you know what? That's exact. I've never thought of that. It's like a morning radio show.
Mm-hmm.
They just tune in. It's boring most of the time. It creates this like world that
a lot
they
of engagement
in.
From fans.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, they're playing modern day
sometimes.
Yeah.
But they're all set up the same where they're like, desk is against a wall and behind them is like this big room, and then they have like people come in sort of stuff. It's like a modern day talk show, I guess.
And I think it is just part of like Aiden Ross. This guy isn't some kind of content genius. He's not very interesting, but he's very good at cultivating a community. Like hey, like I got this friend coming in, I got this guy, like you're gonna have a chance to like chat with Drake if you are on this chat, and you can like yell shit or type shit at Drake, like that,
yeah,
would be pretty enticing.
Exactly.
And like that's
is what, that what it
Howard
is?
Stern was like, "Hey, we're gonna take some calls. You have a chance to yell shit at."
Yeah, not yell, but they're always reading the chat and they react to the chat. This Aiden Ross guy, the only reason he's famous too is because he became friends with Bronny James and. Streamed him and Bronny James playing NBA 2K, and that's what made him famous. Basically,
he's probably just some LA kid who went to high school with Bronny James.
Yeah, he's like he's a Jewish kid that moved to LA and went to high school with him. Now he's like famous. He's one of the biggest streamers. So,
man, that's the classic. It's not about what you know; it's who you know.
Wait, was Trump?
Right, guys?
Trump was on this show.
Yeah.
Was J.D. Vance up there too?
My son, Baron. That was a terrible Trump impression. So
Was J.D. Vance on there too?
No.
So I don't know much about J.D. Vance. I know he's getting a lot of press and hate. But what I do know about him, and I don't know if you guys knew this, he lives down the street from me. And the other day I was driving, like, I don't know exactly where he lives, but I was just driving through one of the neighborhoods around here trying to get to a gas station or something. Love gas stations. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Where's the gas station? Where is it?
It was just
like, I would love to see Kevin's credit card statement and see how many times he's at a convenience store / gas station and how much that takes of his whole budget.
I love imagining Kevin looking for a gas station.
Yeah.
Ironically,
like, you don't know where every gas station's at near your house.
Ironically, this time I was buying gas.
Go ahead.
But so I was driving. You know how, like, sometimes you'll be like, man, there's a lot of police cars over here. What the fuck happened? Like, oh, is that a SWAT team? Oh my God, what happened? And I just looked to the right. I'm like, oh, that's J.D. Vance's house. So this guy has fucked up my morning commute. Like, not like, because, like, there's nonstop security around his house all the time. And I happen to go right by his house this time. But, like, just because of the security being adjacent, it slows down traffic every day. Drive me nuts. I hate this guy.
What's his house look like? I'm curious.
Yeah. Kind of like all the nice Cincinnati old houses. Kind of, I don't know what to compare it to, but it's not like some, like, new built townhome. It's kind of like an older style. I can't picture
square feet, brick.
You know, house, you can look it up. I don't know much about real estate, but I think it's a bigger one.
You don't
one.
Know if it's brick, but that's an easy one.
I wasn't
it's
looking at the house.
It's house, Owen. It's house.
Okay. I wasn't looking at the classic house.
Door on house.
It has like one of those triangle roofs, square body. Two windows.
Mailbox.
Two windows. That's it.
No.
It's like how a 5-year-old draws a house.
No, it's I said minimum of two windows.
Are the windows have X's
minimum.
In it?
Minimum.
There's a door.
And there's a picture of daddy with the dog.
Yeah, no. Well, there's a mom, dad,
big heart.
Two kids, a dog waving outside.
Sunny day.
Sun's shining. It's a perfect house.
And the person signs their name Freb.
Oh, Freb.
Yeah.
Your kid. Okay.
Hitting close to home in Dennis's household.
All right. I think we should transition into movie corner. I have seen two blockbuster movies in the past 2 weeks. Twisters. Have either of you guys seen it yet?
Not yet. I really want to see it, though.
But you don't like one Glenn Powell?
Not Sigma.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think Glenn Powell Sigma.
Explain to me what Sigma is.
Yeah.
Sigma is an alpha male, but they are like soft spoken. They're kind of an introvert, but people really like them.
So
they're
Dennis, nice. I mentioned this in our text thread because I think Cool Hand Luke is the definition of a Sigma. It's almost like stoic. Like, just like, hey, you can tell this guy gets shit done. He means business, but he's not out there like Trump, like ranting about it. He's just like, hey, Luke, can you do this? He's like, can I eat 50 eggs? Yeah, I'll fucking eat 50 eggs. That movie was sick. Oh, and have you seen it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Cool Hand Luke.
Mm-mm.
I always thought it was a really Western good. In the back of my mind. So I'm like, I didn't
honestly
want to watch
thought
it.
Cool Hand Luke was someone that you guys knew specifically, and that was his nickname. And it's crazy I didn't ask or like think twice to say like, man, what a crazy nickname. I just let it go because I was like, that's normal.
It's this Paul Newman movie from 1967, and it's just this really cool movie about a guy who just like fucking hates authority and just doesn't want to play by the rules.
Well, he's in prison. It's like a prison movie
because he hates authority and doesn't want to play by the rules.
Yeah,
that's how you end up in prison.
Okay, so the sigma thing, is that something your boys are like into? Is that a younger?
Yeah, that's a Gen Alpha, like Gen Z term.
I have heard that. The mewing thing, like they're really into mewing, just like showing that you're
so
strong.
Mewing is Sigma.
Mm-hmm.
Mewing can definitely be Sigma, but.
Like, have you heard about that? Not, like people will be like, that guy's tough. And then the kids will like point and they'll like show his jaw, like they'll point at their jawline.
Oh my God. If my kids ever do that,
they absolutely will.
I know.
They'll do that. No, that will be gone.
Well, then this is going back to killing, like, you know how Camo got killed. I'm starting to finally be like a parent where I'm doing the things like I'm saying Sigma and they're like rolling their eyes like,
oh, that sounds so cool. That.
And I'm like, this is so crazy that I'm in this part of my life right now.
Yeah.
So it's very fun. So I get why our parents like to do it and they like make jokes. I mean,
you're kind of like poking fun at them. Like, how stupid is this thing you're doing? Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Or I'll say Giat. And Giat is like a girl with like a thick ass. It's really what it's supposed to be.
Oh, so my three-year-old like, always got that says
Giat.
That.
So Jack was telling Buddy that he's going to wipe his giat on Buddy's bed. So it's just like, It just really means like ass now. So like it started from like, she got that thick ass. But now it's just calling your butt as a giat.
Yeah.
I'll start saying giat around her.
God, that's
I don't think that's what it means, that using that term, Kevin, but.
Oh, and can
that's
you,
a fun one too.
Can you go up to them and put your shirt over your head like Beavis and Butthead and go, I'm Sigma. I'm Sigma.
Jack honestly would fucking love that. And I'm not going to do that.
I need to watch Beavis and Butthead. I've never seen an episode. I feel like it'd be really entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and they make new episodes now. They like have new
ones.
It's
like a show. It's like a Conor O'Malley or one of those really alt where the clips are better than the actual show. Like
have you seen
you want to see a 30-second clip on Twitter or something. You don't want to sit down and watch the show.
Have you seen Conor O'Malley's short film?
The animated one?
No, it just came out. It's called Corey, and it's about this guy who goes into Kmart, and he's just like kind of being like a beta to his wife, like while just like looking at shit while she's walking around the store like buying stuff. And then all of a sudden he like opens up a YouTube video and it's him from another dimension kind of. And it's this like sick ass Corey from who's living a life in Vegas. It's kind of good. You should watch it.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, but did I ever tell you that when George and I went out one night in Cincinnati, we were at this bar just eating wings and somehow we were talking to, I guess I'm kind of name dropping here, but we were talking to the bartender and she's like, oh yeah, like, or like we mentioned Conor O'Malley. She's like, oh yeah, you know Conor O'Malley? Like she's married to my cousin. I'm like, oh really? Your cousin? Cause you know, he's married to AD Bryant from SNL. Yeah. She's like, yeah, that's my cousin. Conor O'Malley's a fucking weirdo. He's such a goofball. And she's just like so offhandedly like talking about this. Like she wasn't trying to be cool.
Is she from Cincinnati? AD Bryant?
I think they're both from Chicago. And this girl.
I don't think I know who that is. What's her name?
AD Bryant. AD. AIDY. But
she's a bigger woman.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm not trying to throw shade at this girl. I think I was actually more like flabbergasted, like at how casual she was about it to like this, that she knows Conor O'Malley.
She probably doesn't hear Conor O'Malley very often.
Yeah, true.
At bars.
That's true. Anyway, so I saw Twister. It's pretty good.
And Owen, I think Glenn Powell is the definition of Sigma.
No,
to
dude,
me.
He did, no.
He's like a like, quiet alpha male guy.
No, more alpha, potentially beta,
I'd
in
say,
my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is not. You could put like Brad Pitt as an alpha.
Oh, Megan said I had to talk about her positively on this podcast, and I'll give you an example that might change your mind.
Megan's dating a total Sigma. There you go.
No, Megan was not a Glenn Powell fan going into Twisters, but at one moment in Twisters, like I don't think this will be a spoiler for you guys, but like Glenn Powell is like protecting the main girl, like I'll take care of you, and she's
what?
Like, and she was like, you'll have to see the movie.
Man, pins and needles.
But she's, and all of a sudden, like, I could see her like eyes light up, and she's like, "Holy shit, I get it! I get the Glenn Powell thing." Like, I guess
no,
he just kind of carries this.
Be looking.
Owen's showing us his. That's one bad picture.
No, that is what he looks like all the time.
Could you imagine if I was photographed all the time? That'd be so many bad pictures of me. The guy has like one bad one.
Well, I like him. I'm Team Glenn Powell. for the record.
I know you are. I don't like particularly like most of the movies that he's in. I don't like the role that he keeps getting casted in. I don't think he's in cool movies. He's in more like blockbuster, middle of the road, like very successful movies, but not like up
there. Didn't we talk about this last podcast?
Tom Cruise. He's the That's why
he's a lot like Tom Cruise, actually.
I think this will be a good segue because I'd put him in like the Ryan Reynolds category. I think that his top absolute like
that's the ceiling.
That's the ceiling. That's a really like optimistic ceiling. Like I think Ryan Reynolds is more handsome, more talented, smarter investor, yada yada yada. But that's
you think
absolute
Ryan Reynolds has more range than Glenn Powell could.
Yes, because
Ryan Reynolds has one character. He is never playing anyone else other than Ryan Reynolds.
Glenn Powell is playing no one else other than Glenn Powell.
Ryan Reynolds is a pretty rich movie star. He's never had like any like you know Oscar bait movies, but he's played weird like out there characters, and like he's got a pretty.
It's always the same sort of dry, witty. Sort of guy, though.
I like a lot of his movies other than Deadpool, which I actually cannot stand. So you're going to have to tell us about.
You know this new Deadpool movie is crushing it, right? Like crushing the box office.
Crushing it in dollars in or crushing it on ratings and what
both,
people like.
Both. So I didn't know much about the Deadpool history, but you know how Disney bought Fox Studios? A few years back, basically like giving them rights to X-Men,
The Simpsons,
all that shit. Like that's why, like on Disney Plus, like that's where you watch. I don't know Malcolm in the Middle or something that was on Fox originally. So this movie's basically commentary on that whole situation, and it's like so meta and interesting, and it's also kind of a parody of what the Marvel Cinematic Universe has become, like just like. Okay, like how this multiverse shit is so stupid. Like, it's just such a plot device that has gotten so lame. So this movie is like kind of just taking shots at like just Disney, the Fox merger, all this shit. And it was really, really entertaining.
I am interested in this one more than any of the other ones because I've seen they have cameos from like other characters from like the old like X-Men and like who's the Jennifer Garner one?
Yeah, I think you should stop it there because I think if you're interested in that, Dennis, you should go see it. Because
I haven't seen Deadpool 2 though. I think I saw Deadpool 1.
You don't need to see Deadpool 2. You just have to know like who Deadpool is.
Yeah, he's like meta.
Fine. Yeah.
Do they have is there Marvel characters in it? Or is it
No, but they talk a lot about Marvel. Like they mention a lot of Marvel.
I wasn't
characters.
Sure is Deadpool a Marvel movie?
I can't speak on that. But are you sold on this at all, or do you not care about this?
No, I'm not. I saw the first one, and it seems like if you're in like middle school or younger, it's the movie that you really want to see because they swear a bunch, and that's really cool. And that I feel like is the demographic.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
I watched it, and I was like, "Fuck, this is so annoying and just lame." So I stopped watching it. And it's made me not want to watch any of the other ones.
Well, I saw the Backstreet Boys song rose up like to be in the top 10 songs most played because the opening, I guess he dances to Backstreet Boys, right? Mr. Poole.
Yeah, you'll have to see. But yeah, I would not. Owen, I would not watch it if it doesn't sound like it's for you, Dennis. And if you're watching it, like I wouldn't go into it thinking you're gonna laugh. You're not gonna. It's not gonna be 21 Jump Street. But I think you will be entertained if you are interested in Hollywood and entertainment at all. Like, it's just a very direct.
I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Rated R because of language and violence, or is there nudity in it?
There's no nudity.
I'm just wondering if I could watch it with Jack.
I think you could.
Okay. Because swearing I'm not worried about.
Well, I think they talk about blowjobs and stuff.
No, because it's still Disney. Like they make a lot of jokes, like how like
I thought I saw one about a blowjob.
So there's their whole thing about it is they talk about blowjobs. They talk, but they don't show blowjobs. And they talk about
that might be a weird one to sit.
Yeah, that's
sit
what
with.
I'm saying. That's what. Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis, for looking
parent.
Out for. Yeah, I'm looking out for.
And there's like a lot.
It's like you definitely watch it with kids.
And there's a lot of references.
Worst person to ask.
There's things that say it's like, hey, like we can't do cocaine. Like, and they're like. Kind of self-referential, like, hey, we should do cocaine. Oh no, it's Disney, we can't do cocaine. like kind of stuff like that. Yeah, what is Minion Crucified though, Dennis? Speaking of Marvel, or
my turn for this
biggest blockbuster.
This is interesting. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Has Dennis got a prop to wear? Are we back to the Twin Peaks era? Dennis wears a prop.
You gotta let me just. I gotta read this, and you guys can't talk during it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So I came across this randomly. I'm just gonna read it.
Where did you come across it?
Online.
Okay.
Internet. Fair. So, if you scroll past this, what are you doing? There was this animator, right? And he was messing around when he suddenly made this picture of a minion dying on a cross, like Jesus died on a cross for you and me. This minion died for our sins, like Jesus died for our sins. Don't scroll past this. What are you doing? Okay, and I'm going to show you the photo.
So it's a minion on a cross.
Yeah, this animator was messing around one day, and he...
That's how he messed around, and that's how that's what he came up with?
Yeah. So I came across that, and I just thought it was really interesting.
Explain what's interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand what's interesting. Is there?
I don't get it.
Is there a bit?
Okay, this animator was messing around. And he developed this minion dying on a cross, like Jesus died on the cross.
This is pre-minion.
And they gave him like a crown of thorns.
No.
A nail into his three fingers.
Is this pre-Despicable Me? And he came up with minions, or minions has been out and he's just been doodling?
He's just an animator who came across this weird video.
So he combined two very popular things is all he did.
Yeah, here. Let me show you something.
All that cash Dennis has in his wallet.
So the joke is just kind of like, wait. So what are we looking at here?
What we're looking at, Kevin, we're looking at a minion on the cross dying.
Oh, it was so good, Dennis. You nailed it because we were like, what the fuck is going on?
Funny. Can you explain the joke to me?
Okay. One day there was.
Okay,
animator messing around.
And it's almost like commentary just on like the news cycle.
Dude, no, I honestly don't know. I spent a good hour on this, and there's like these priest accounts that all they ever talked about is like Jesus and things like that. And they're repeating the line word for word of how this animator was messing around.
Kevin, let's put this into millennial terms. Remember back in the day when like someone's making a piece of toast and all of a sudden this is the new Jesus is burnt into toast.
Yeah, an animator messing around.
Wait.
Accidentally put
until he spent 12 hours on this beautiful image of this minion on the cross.
Let me take you guys back to reality.
All these idiots.
Really quick. Saying,
look at how crazy this is.
So I mentioned you guys in a group chat recently. I went into a wormhole on sainthood, how they're canonizing a new saint. And it's this guy. He's
got a backpack.
He's the patron saint of the internet, and he died young of some kind of cancer. But his claim to fame is that he started a blog about Eucharistic miracles. And basically he's the first person to like archive all these documented Eucharistic miracles. And a Eucharistic miracle being like there's some sacred host bread and something like wild happened to it. Like it lit into flames one day, or it, you know, like a picture of Jesus showed up in it. And like this is 100% real. So I guess it's kind of like that though, Dennis, right? Like somebody just poking fun at like the idea like this animator I don't know. I get it.
I think it's like that. I think some people are actually like, whoa, this animator was just messing around and this happened. It's a miracle. And then some people are making fun of it. Who's who.
It's very funny. I like how you brought that up too. You did a good job.
It's the concept of that being a miracle.
I Because I came across it first, and I'm like, is this person can't be serious. And then I came across another one where the person was saying it word for word, and I'm like, this is so fucking funny.
And almost,
people are like making fun of this.
It's almost like a joke that was built for the algorithm. They wanted you to stop on that meme for a second just to make you think about it. Now the algorithm thinks you like it, and they know that it's going to feed you more and more and more and more. It's almost like somebody knows how the algorithm works and is like, how can I take this joke, really shove it down somebody's throat? I like it. That's like next level comedy. Because I get it, Dennis. Like, you're like, is this real? Is this? But it's like the algorithm just keeps feeding it to you to make you
confused.
But then
once you see it more than once, you're like, okay, this is fucking hilarious.
I'm having trouble learning how to segue in this new format.
I know. I just said, yeah.
Minions.
And that was.
What was the next topic?
We don't have topics. We just bullshit, guys.
We just bullshit. But if we're going to bullshit about something, how about a really topical one? House of the Dragon. You guys are liking it? Or it's over now?
Dennis, you don't like it.
Dude, it's this whole season, nothing happened.
Go back to Game of Thrones. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. There's nothing that happens a lot of times.
Okay.
So it's not that crazy. People like... People complained at the end of Game of Thrones how they went so quick and there's so much happening that they forget like how original Game of Thrones, nothing happens. There's like typically the second to last episode, a lot happened. It's like something crazy, like someone's head gets chopped off, someone dies that you're not expecting. I guess that didn't happen, but there's some other crazy things that happen.
So I guess maybe the difference between this and Game of Thrones is there's like a lot more storylines in Game of Thrones where,
yeah,
if nothing happens in that, at least you're watching a bunch of different storylines. So this is like there's two storylines basically.
True.
So it's kind of like if like that Daemon storyline, that was, you had to admit, nothing happened there.
Dude, nothing happened. The whole, a whole setup for nothing to happen, for him to just go back to being, I thought that that was ridiculous. They didn't need to spend so much time. They could have covered that in about one or two episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, it is worth watching. Just like the one episode where they had the big battle, like in the middle of the season, that was like top TV. Just for that episode alone, it's worth watching.
Why?
Yeah,
because it kind of all leads up to like there's really no action. I mean, there's like action, but nothing like a big battle, and it all kind of leads up to this one moment where you finally see the dragons fight.
Dragons,
the whole
fighting show.
Yeah, House of Dragons. Which sounds really lame, but when you actually watch it, you're like, this is sick.
I believe it. When you're invested in it, it's like a payoff. Yeah. Here's
enough people can agree with Game of Thrones that we could talk about it without feeling like a nerd nowadays.
I agree, and I understand that. And here's why I would argue, having not watched any Game of Thrones, there's just no way this House of the Dragon is good. Like, the Game of Thrones seasons,
it's good.
It just,
Dennis just said it was not good. Now he's
no. I said this season nothing happened.
Okay,
it's still good. I'm still in that. I like being in the world. It's like it's just good to have it. It's like comforting to be in this Game of Thrones world. Like I get why people like Star Wars. It's just
it's almost turned into a sitcom.
I really liked this meme where someone put House of the Dragon. It's got Phoebe Bridgers, MGK, Tom York, Billie Eilish.
Just people
with just
blonde hair.
I thought that was very funny. So
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like something as epic as Game of Thrones needs 3 years in between seasons. Like it needs to spend so much time on the production and the plotting.
Spent 2 years. It was 2 years.
Yeah,
it took for fucking ever. And this is coming from someone that Kevin's saying this, and he's never seen Game of Thrones at all, so I don't know what he's talking about.
He's seen Lord of the Rings, though, right? Have you?
I saw the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
It's fine. It's like how Deadpool isn't for me, Game of Thrones isn't for Kevin.
It's not that it is, and I just haven't taken the time to watch it.
You would like it.
I'm sure,
it's fucking good. I'm rewatching it. Honestly, rewatching Game of Thrones, though, right now, if you compare those first two seasons to each other, Game of Thrones is killing House of the Dragon.
Oh,
the fashion?
Way more entertaining. But
I feel like Game of Thrones, Kevin, if you like Succession, it's very similar to that.
I don't Succession. I like Industry.
Okay, if what show do you like?
He likes Industry.
If you like Industry,
I also don't like.
It's very similar to Industry.
Very similar.
Industry comes back this weekend, and I'm wondering if they did any hype around it.
Oh, they have. I'm interested in what they've
Kit Harington
showing it before the Game of Thrones or House of Dragon.
I love it. It's probably
It seems like they're making it more like an HBO show, where before it was like a Max original. Now they're like,
well, I think it's a BBC show. Either way, I would say it's the closest thing I've found to Mad Men. It is Mad Men for the finance industry. It is amazing.
Big. I'm not gonna say it. BBC. I was gonna make a BBC joke.
Okay. I love Industry, Dennis. Please check it out. I think you'll love it.
All right.
I tried watching it, Kevin. And Dennis, I could not get past the first season. I think we watched the first one. And
how many
not
seasons
for me.
Are there one?
No, I think there's a bunch, isn't there? Because that was like a couple years ago that I started trying to watch it.
I thought you were going to say you couldn't get past the first minute, but you
the one guy season. Died from like Adderall or something.
That's the first episode or shit. Second episode, thanks. Yeah.
It's not important.
I was wondering what he died from.
All right, well...
Sorry to shit on your show, Kevin.
Fine. It's the best show that nobody's watching, and I don't know how. I don't
That's
understand
exactly them. What the in the promo they literally say the best show no one's watching. They have a quote that comes on the screen.
Yeah, Kevin's so industry pilled, he doesn't even know.
I never watched.
Did they send everyone a memo to say this?
It's just truly how I feel. It is
this
the best
our first
show
appetizer. It's the best show no one's watching.
Wait, that was in the show too. It is just really how I feel. I swear.
Yeah. Is that in there too?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I am dejected. My favorite streaming service these days, though, not
MGM Plus.
Not Plus.
What is it?
Not Hulu. Peacock. Have you guys been watching the Olympics on Peacock?
Yes. Gold Zone, baby.
Yeah, I've been watching.
I've been watching here and there, but like, what's your experience been with Peacock? I love Peacock. I don't know why.
Honestly,
I think I'm just loyal to NBC, and I think it has
Peacock
good content.
Is the number one, I would say number two streaming platform in our house because the Minion movies are on there.
It's got good and shit. It's got good comedies. Got some good movies. Yeah, and it has a lot of sports. It has football on Sunday nights. It has golf. It has Industry is the best show. No one's but Megan said that they've kind of blown some of the coverage of the Olympics, and I haven't been watching Die Hard. Have you guys felt that way?
Blown coverage of the Olympics, really? Is she tuned into Gold Zone in the morning?
I don't think she is. What is Gold Zone? She's been watching all like
Dude,
prime
it's
times.
Like Red Zone. It's like Red Zone for the Olympics.
Oh, that's
all the
amazing.
Exciting things that are happening, all the gold like
You know what, Owen, you're on a different time zone, so I think you're catching it at a much better time.
No, dude, I mean I have multiple computers at work, like a million of them. But I'm able to have it on just one screen and playing in the background while I'm working. And it's the best background thing to have on because I'm seeing all of the live medals instead of going on to Instagram and seeing someone's like Simone Biles won gold. I'm like, well, great. Now that sucks because I can't watch it later and be surprised on who wins. So it's nice that it's real time that I get to see it.
Did you watch that American guy win the 1800 meter out of nowhere? I was watching that on the rebroadcast, not having any context, and it was incredible because the guy looked like he'd never ran a day in his life, but he just like was like just all of a sudden had the most grit and willpower I've ever seen anybody have just to beat like these two heavy favorites. It was incredible.
Yeah, I think the last Olympics, I was really excited, and then they happened, and I didn't watch it. And I didn't want that to happen this year. It's like, I want to be tuned in. I want to see what happens because it's fucking fun.
It is.
So it's been great. I've watched a lot of it.
Dennis, have you been watching some?
Lisa likes to watch the gymnastics, so I've seen a lot of that. But it's just been like, we already knew who won, which kind of sucks.
Exactly. Gold Zone, baby.
My kids like watching it.
The gymnastics is a little too abstract for me, whereas like I kind of like the track and the things where it's just like you can really tell, like it's not about some routine, because I don't know the context of how hard their routine is. I know how hard it is to run in a circle. It's hard.
Yeah.
And they're doing it better than me. Yeah. I watched a little bit of the golf and I thought that was really entertaining because I don't watch a lot of golf.
Yeah, I'm bummed I missed out on that.
It was interesting because it was some course in France and it was really short course. They were saying like you barely need to break out the drivers. So it was like kind of interesting to see how these guys compete without just like distance.
Ooh, that's like how they did rugby seven. So rugby normally is 15. They kind of change it up a little bit to make it a little bit of a different game. Well, they do that for basketball too, don't they?
But yeah, the game's completely line's a little different. They have like FIBA rules.
Yeah. I like that. I like a shorter course. That seems like you got to have better skill. Like Bryson DeChambeau can't show up to that place. He'd fucking probably go bottom of the list.
I don't know. The same guy who wins all the golf tournaments still won the whole thing, though. So.
Scott but Scheffler. He's a stud.
He's number one.
Yeah. Yeah, they say. He is insane. All right. Well, I wanted to end the podcast on one last topic, vampires. I don't know if you guys are familiar. There's this show called Interview with a Vampire. It's like a remake of a book, and they made a movie. It's on AMC Plus, and I think it's maybe the best show that no one is watching. I haven't actually seen it. I watched 3 episodes of it, but like, it's this show about vampires, and they kind of twisted it because they made it about like guys who are addicted. It's almost like they use vampires as like a metaphor for drug addiction and just like, I don't know. Anyways, but that's a really good show that I know is like on 3, and it's kind of, I hear it's kind of like vampires are coming back. And I watched this movie on Peacock. It's called Abigail. Dennis, have you heard of that one?
No.
After you said that you're going to talk about it, I Googled it.
Yeah.
Spooky.
It's not. It isn't spooky. Sorry, Owen, I don't mean to contradict you, but because I don't really like spooky movies. This one's really cool. It's almost like this really good twist on a horror movie. It's almost like a heist gone wrong. And I think you guys would like really enjoy that. Yeah, it's.
I like where the bad guys at the beginning are at, that turns around where they're like, they're the ones getting hunted sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to like this movie a lot, Dennis. Okay. I still actually have 10 minutes left to go, but it speaks for the movie that I liked the first hour enough to recommend it because it's just a very entertaining movie. And it has.
What's the name of the movie? Interview with a Vampire?
No, that's the show. But that got me talk about vampires.
Gotcha.
And then the reason I think Nosferatu is going to be the movie of the winter. So that's another vampire thing. So I just think vampires are really in right now.
Vampires are back.
HBO show with the vampires that Kevin, you really like.
There's a comedy with vampires, so that's a very funny show.
What We Do in the Shadows.
That's very funny. I really enjoyed it for the first couple seasons, but I've
never really gotten into. That's a great show. True Blood is great.
Yeah,
I like vampires.
I'm not gonna lie. Twilight. I fucking loved those. They were corny as fuck, but they are. Good. They get you hooked in. Me and Sarah watched it after we went camping in Forks, which is where it's based. And we watched, I think, like all of them back to back.
I think there's something in our blood, or not our blood, but our DNA. our
to suck your blood.
with all the Catholicism we're raised on, I think we're just I'm prone to be very intrigued by vampires because vampires are basically like cronies of the devil.
Dude, we drink blood every Sunday. Jesus' blood.
We love Vampire Weekend, too.
Yeah, there might be something to it.
And I gotta show you this. There was this animator. He was messing around with it.
Alright, let's end it there.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars. Yeah. That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there Seven, any-
go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.